Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Sanford Khan is our guest, our new friend, and the author of The 13 Great Economic and Business Myths That Dominated Our Lives. Sanford, give us your website, too, please.
Oh, yes. My website is businesstrendspeaker.com. businesstrendspeaker.com.
And can they get your book there?
Yes, when you go to businesstrendspeaker.com, you'll see a picture of the book on the right-hand side. You could click on that, and that'll take you right to amazon.com, and you could just buy the book there. And
all right.
$9.95 plus shipping. Also, on top of the page, you'll see something called the Daily Post. That's my blog page. You might want to read that every day. It's very short. It can be read in a minute, minute and a half,
right,
or less.
All right.
I strongly encourage the people to look at that.
All right, so check it out, folks. Sanford, let's talk about another one of your myths that you have in your book. Well, you talk about the business cycle. You say one of the myths is that people think that you can eliminate the business cycle. Now, tell me, before you tell us about why that's a myth, tell us what the business cycle is.
Well, the business cycle has to do with basically, to put it very simple, boom and bust in the economy. Some booms are bigger than others, and some busts are also bigger than others. The cycle varies over time. But it's been the mantra of politicians from FDR onwards, both Democrats and Republicans now. I'm not blaming just one political party, that we could eliminate the business cycle.
Right.
That's also the basis of Keynesian economics,
mm-hmm.
is that we can eliminate it.
And, well, and by government fiat is what you're talking about.
Yeah, by fiat money and making money cheap, driving down interest rates. Well, that just produces another boom and eventually ends in another bust. But the economics is psychology. We got that in the first part of the program when we talked about the definition. And so people tend to believe, of both political parties, that the business cycle can be eliminated. Absolutely, unequivocally, no. It can never be eliminated. You can eliminate it as long as if you eliminate human beings from the face of the planet, but you cannot eliminate the business cycle. The reason being, and this is important, remember, it's all psychology, friends. Mankind could tolerate any condition except possibly one. The key word is tolerate. And that one condition is prolonged periods of prosperity. They
right.
cannot tolerate prolonged periods of prosperity. They like it. Don't get me wrong. They like it, but they can't tolerate it. What they tend to do, they leverage it. They keep leveraging it as the prosperity
right.
goes on. Eventually, you get over-leveraged
yep.
and you hit a bust.
You know why, don't you, Sanford? It's because you know what the problem with humanity is, don't you?
Well,
the humans.
The problem with humanity is the humans.
But you know, let me tell you something, though. Talk about this business, talking about eliminating the business cycle. This last recession we had, the Great Recession,
yeah.
I think could have been prevented if we had just gotten the government out of the marketplace. I believe more than anything else that the government did more to create the last Great Depression, Great Recession, than any other factor. That's my belief.
Right. You're right. I can't argue with that. But you still have a business cycle. Just like
we would have had a business cycle. Now, I'll tell you something else that went a long way. And I would like to get your thoughts on this. That went a long way towards holding down business cycles, like the recession we had in 90, the one we had in 2000. Just-in-time inventory practices, doing a more efficient job of managing the supply chain. I think that's a marketplace factor that helps to make business cycles less severe. What do you think?
Yes, since World War II, as we got into future recessions after that, the business cycle tend to be less severe compared to before World War II. We may be reverting back to where we were before World War II. I don't know yet. It's just way too early. If we don't get our economic house in order, I will tell you this. If we don't get it, we've already been warned by Moody's last week that we have 2 years. If we don't get it in order, foreigners will stop buying our debt in the amount they're doing it now.
Never mind stop buying it. When they stop, it's not a matter of that they stop coming to be our customers. They start saying, we want our money back that we already loaned you.
Right. What's going to happen to interest rates?
Yeah.
They're going to jump. When interest rates jump, real estate prices will still go down, but they won't go down. They'll plummet even further.
Right.
Once that happens, we go back into a serious recession that'll probably be deeper than the one.
And we have all we got to do right now is look at Greece and Ireland and England and places like that to see what our future looks like. And that's the reason why, Sanford, we have to put pressure on not only on our politicians, we have to put pressure on ourselves. We're all going to have to take a haircut over the next 5 to 10 years, aren't we?
That's right. That's right. You can't keep on going the way you're going now. The government is spending at least 42 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends is borrowed money. And most of that comes from foreigners, overseas investors. They're not going to keep doing this.
Sanford,
we have about 2 years, and then it's really over. We've got to start working on it now.
The 21st century is the century that the bill for the 20th century is coming due.
That's right. What is that old saying? The fiddler always has to be paid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Sanford, give us the website one more time.
Thank you very much. My website is businesstrendspeaker.com.
Businesstrendspeaker.com. Hey, Sanford, will you come back another day? We've got more myths to talk about.
No, definitely a lot more. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, we'll do it again real soon. Sanford Kahn, K-A-H-N, by the way. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.